مَا كَانَ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ أَنْ يَعْمُرُوا مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ شَاهِدِينَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ بِالْكُفْرِ أُولَئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ وَفِي النَّارِ هُمْ خَالِدُونَ.
It does not become those who associate others with Allah in His divinity to visit and tend Allah's mosques while they bear witness of unbelief against themselves. All their works have gone to waste. They shall abide in the fire
while they bear witness of unbelief against themselves.
Those who associate others in the divinity of the one true God cannot be considered legitimate custodians, servants, and caretakers of those places consecrated exclusively for the worship of God. The polytheists of Arabia, by explicitly rejecting the call to monotheism and by refusing to consecrate their worship and servitude to the one true God, had forfeited their right to the custodianship of the Kaaba, which had after all been erected for the worship of God alone. The Quran thus lays down a principle, which is of general application. The specific command itself, however, was prompted by the decision to put an end to the polytheist's custodianship of the Kaaba and the holy mosque around it, and to confer it instead upon the believers.
All their works have gone to waste.
No matter what service the polytheists had proffered as custodians of the house of God had gone to waste, for they had tainted it with polytheism together with other practices of jahiliyyah. The little good they did was outweighed by the sins they committed.
إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين.
It only becomes those who believe in Allah and the last day and establish prayer and pay zakah and fear none but Allah to visit and tend the mosques of Allah. These are likely to be guided aright.
أَجَعَلْتُمْ سِقَايَةَ الْحَاجِّ وَعِمَارَةَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ كَمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَجَاهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَوُونَ عِندَ اللَّهِ.
Do you consider providing water to the pilgrims and tending the sacred mosque equal in worth to believing in Allah and the last day and striving in the cause of Allah? The two are not equal with Allah. Allah does not guide the wrongdoing folk.
Equal in worth to believing in Allah and the last day and striving in the cause of Allah?
To act merely as the custodians and caretakers of a religious shrine, as to ostentatiously perform a few religious rites with the intent of creating the impression of piety for the sake of superficial observers, was of no value in the eyes of God. A man's worth in the sight of God depends on his faith and the sacrifices he makes in this cause. Whoever is in possession of such qualities, regardless of his lineage, is of value to God. Conversely, those who enjoy an illustrious lineage and ceremoniously perform religious rites on appointed occasions, but who are devoid of the qualities outlined above, deserve no respect whatsoever. Nor is it proper to allow the custodianship of holy places and religious institutions to remain in the hands of such worthless people merely on the basis of their hereditary claims to them.
الذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم أعظم درجة عند الله وأولئك هم الفائزون.
The higher rank with Allah is for those who believed and migrated and strove in His cause with their belongings and their persons. It is they who are triumphant.
يُبَشِّرُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَرِضْوَانٍ وَجَنَّاتٍ لَهُمْ فِيهَا نَعِيمٌ مُقِيمٌ
Their Lord gives them glad tidings of mercy from Him and of His good pleasure. For them await gardens of eternal bliss.
خالدين فيها أبدا إن الله عنده أجر عظيم
Therein they shall abide forever. Surely with Allah there is a mighty reward.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا آباءكم وإخوانكم أولياء إن استحبوا الكفر على الإيمان ومن يتولهم منكم فأولئك هم الظالمون
Believers, do not take your fathers and your brothers for your allies if they choose unbelief in preference to belief. Whosoever of you takes them as allies, those are wrongdoers.
قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين
Tell them, O Prophet, if your fathers and your sons and your brothers and your wives and your tribe and the riches you have acquired and the commerce of which you fear a slackening and the dwellings that you love are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger and striving in His cause, then wait until Allah brings about His decree. Allah does not guide the evil-doing folk.
Then wait until Allah brings about His decree.
It is possible that God might deprive them of the blessing of true faith and of their present preeminence and confer the same on some other group, making this latter group the standard bearers of Islam and guides to righteousness in place of the former.